I don't know if I'm in a better network area. A minute ago, it wasn't. It wasn't going out. Maybe it's going out now. We'll see what happens with this. We'll see how it goes. Rock and roll the road, Vic. You're the only one right now. We'll see how it goes. Here we go. Let's get it started. Got about another 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and I have to deliver this, and I'm going to have to hop off. I'm going to jump back on later on. Just kind of getting into some thinking this morning on what is fear? You know, what is fear? What is that neurological functionality that happens that causes us to have that response inward, right? And then after we have that inward response, usually we have another inward situation happen. And that's where the thoughts go a little bit deeper. They dig a little bit deeper. We go one layer deeper in the worst possible situational outcome that we ever could imagine in a million years, right? So what is fear? Isn't fear healthy? Isn't that feeling, the feeling you get inside, isn't that the thing that keeps you from standing too close to the ledge so you don't fall off? Isn't that the thing that keeps you from just walking out in traffic once you understand how automobiles work and physics and weight and the body? And, you know, a little kid might run into traffic, and then once they get their behind whipped or they get yelled at because the parent is dealing with fear, right? And so they're like, oh my God, I was so scared. You could have got hit by a car. So fear is a good thing when it's instilled properly, right? It's like the fear of not touching the stove is what keeps somebody's curiosity from just grabbing a pot on the stove. So there's this idea that fear is bad. Fear is actually good. It's something that's inside of us, that God put inside of us to keep us focused and on the right path, right? In the book of Jude, it says, and others save with fear, pulling them from the flames, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, right? And I'm getting into some doctrinal thesis right here on spirituality, but I'm trying to bring this idea to life. Fear is not a bad thing. Fear is actually a good thing when it's managed properly, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, one writer said. And so there's this idea that we have to be like Mighty Mouse when it comes to some of these situational elements, and then we beat ourselves up because we don't have faith. And so what happens is we're having this inward process that's going on, right? This inward process happens. And so first we think, then we feel, then we act based on those feelings, right? So first inward, then expressed outwardly. And then something outwardly happens, and then we bring that back inside and we express that inwardly. And now we're having an emotional response or an inward, let's call this an inward response, right? Because I don't have enough time to dig into some of these insulatory layers that we've ever so complexly wrapped around some things. So something happens outward, we process it inward, we have an emotional response to that, and then how we have that emotion response decides whether or not we short circuit, right? Or we actually can process. If you think about how a short circuit works, it's just an interruption in the planned flow of an electrical current, right? And so a short circuit happens, and then an energy that's not supposed to be processed this way gets processed this way, and then now there's a fire, there's a short, there's a blown fuse, there's a burn motor. We can go on and on, right? How can we keep ourselves in a state of equilibrium? I woke up last Saturday and I heard two words, right? I had to Google them together, and it was emotional equilibrium. So after five pages of notes and a couple hours later, emotional equilibrium basically is talking about balance, right? To be balanced. So how can we be balanced? What is that thing that we need to do that causes us to settle down and to be able to process data correctly, to process things correctly, to not short circuit in relationships, right? To where we stick to the roadmap, right? Because you know stress happens when the roadmap you're on doesn't match the blueprint you've imagined. And now all of a sudden life outwardly is not represented but the same way we processed how life was going to be inwardly. And when that happens, guess what? You feel stressed. Like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, the kids are off for a whole month. What are we going to do? We're going to have to find a sitter. The government, we're used to the government watching our kids. We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do that. And it goes on and on. Last night when I was in Rouse's, it was pandemonium. Listen, pandemonium. It was insanity. I put out a Snapchat because I thought it was funny. I deliver a lot of content on Snapchat and TikTok. I kind of left Facebook to the old people, but I'm starting to see, like, listen, you do not need that many pork chops. You do not need that many pork chops. Like, if it's the end of the world, you're meal prepping for the end of the world with pork chops, like both buggies, right? So you got all that pork and you got all that water. No carbohydrates, no greens, no nothing. What I'm saying is that sometimes emotion gets in the way of rational thought. And sometimes we deal in a processing an emotion and it goes complete. We're completely outside rationale, completely outside what is rational. What is rational? Philippians 4:8 gives you some instructions. I got to go. Philippians 4:8 says, think on these things. And I'm going to quote the whole thing, right? But go look up Philippians 4:8. Think on these things. He gives you a roadmap of how to process your mental situations or your external situations, how to process them inwardly so they don't cause you stress. I got to go. Love you guys. Rock and holy roll.